Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Day Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices. I got my man and partner Jonesy on the line with us. You know, it's been, I was looking at the calendar. It's been 10 years since we've been doing this show together and you've been doing your show. We've been in this game for 10 years, man. That deserves a round of applause within itself. We were doing podcasts before podcasts were cool. Like, we were out in front of this before Joe Budden, before Gilly, before all of these great people that we enjoy entertaining. But we've been doing sports and entertainment and have built a pretty strong platform for ourselves. Jonesy hosts the show Jonesy and Brown, which you can catch on Apple, Stitcher, Google, all of the places where you find your podcast. They really go deep in on Philadelphia sports, unlike myself, who panders to DEI topics and politics and other things to drive up listenership and sponsorship. They really go in on sports, and Jonesy knows who the third string tight end for the Eagles is, and is scouting people for the draft. But wanted to give him a chance to come in and do a Super Bowl preview. First and foremost, man, congratulations on another Eagles NFC title. I think that the game with the Super Bowl coming up against Patrick Mahomes, I think that that's the best possible matchup. I know that the Lions had a fantastic season, but with all the injuries, they just weren't the same team down the stretch. They were able to win enough games to get that number one seed. But I think we all knew that the Lions were not going to be able to get through the Eagles, and they didn't even get through the Commanders. So you guys are back in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts silencing critics. Saquon Barkley, really on the precipice of Hall of Fame status. So I wanted to give you a chance to chop it up.
Oh, man, it's been a fun season, fun ride for the Eagles this year. One thing you said, though, in your lead up that I want to push back lightly on was where you said Jalen Hurts silent critic. That's not necessarily true. Because the version you saw of Jalen Hurts is what the critics have been asking for. You don't have to throw the ball 50 times, but if you just capitalize on those opportunities when they're there, this team will blow people out. This Eagles team is that good. They play with a level of physicality on both sides of the ball that may be unmatched by anyone in the league this year, including the Chiefs. So it's really, really like a throwback watching this Eagles team play. They run first. They're just going to beat you up on the lines and wear you down. And most games you get to the second half, the Eagles are ready to pull away because sure, the opposition has been beat up.
So I agree with that. I mean, they play bully ball. And one of the things Jonesy and I talk all the time. And one of the things that you texted me a couple of weeks ago, and it's very profound, I didn't want to use it on air without citing my sources. But you said that if you put anyone behind that Eagles line, that you can add 800 yards to their annual total. And I was like, man, 800 is, that's a little bit unrealistic, man. Maybe 400, maybe 500. But if you look at the running backs that they've had and the numbers they put up with the Eagles, and then when they went to another team, there was a significant drop off. You look at Saquon, who was a fantastic back. I mean, nobody would question Saquon Barkley, even since coming out of Penn State, that he was an elite talent. He had some injury issues. But Saquon with the Giants was an 1,200-yard back that was going to catch 400 out of the backfield and very productive. On the Eagles, this guy's O.J. Simpson. You know, this guy's Marcus Allen. He's a sure shot, first ballot, Hall of Famer, all-time great behind that line. And I think that you're right going into the Super Bowl. They have an advantage on both lines. They have an advantage at wide receiver. They have an advantage even, I think the Chiefs maybe have a slightly better secondary, but it's kind of a wash. But we all know that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of this era by far. You and I, you know, we come up to date us. We watch Peyton Manning play, and we can see mm-hmm. that Patrick Mahomes is much, much better than Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning at the time was probably the best quarterback talent. We watch Brady play. And at this stage of the career, I think old Brady, when he really knew the coverages, was a different animal. But year six, year seven, Patrick Mahomes is much better than Tom Brady. What happens on Super Bowl Sunday? The Eagles and their massively talented roster against perhaps the GOAT at the quarterback position.
So what I honestly expect to happen, Mahomes, no question, best quarterback I've seen. Like, I won't go as far as to call him the greatest yet because Tom Brady has accomplished everything Tom right. Brady accomplished.
I think we agree. Best talent.
But best talent. Yeah. Like, when I watch Patrick Mahomes play his A game, I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
That being said, a quarterback cannot make all the plays by himself. If Kansas City's offensive line throughout the season has struggled to protect the edges, they're very strong. Their interior offensive line is very strong, but their tackle position can be exploited. Having offensive line issues is not what you want against the Eagles. Their receiving group, it's gotten better as the year is going on, but these Eagles corners, they do a very, very good job in coverage.
Yeah, I think that's the big difference between last year and this year. Your back seven is much better this year than it was last year.
Exactly. So, and because of that, if you're getting hurried by the D-line beating your offensive line, and you actually have a very good back seven this year, don't expect it to be a field day for Patrick Mahomes. He's going to struggle to put points on the board. And the Eagles can run the ball on everyone.
No, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, I have my man, my long-term co-host, partner. We've been doing this for a decade. Michael A. Jones Jr. He is the current host of the Jonesy and Brown podcast, a fantastic show he does with one of his business partners in Philly. They cover Philly sports. Like I said, you know, it's been a great ride with you these last 10 years. I remember you and I tailgating Eagles games. I remember us being down in front of Xfinity and we had to tin up. And that's really how our brand grew is, you know, we happened to bump in to some people from ESPN. Next thing we were on ESPN Philly and it's just been onward and upward since then. I want to pivot because this is your chance to bow down and salute me and, you know, to give me my flowers with Ohio State winning another natty. And that's three out of the last 22, which puts us right behind Alabama as far as how prolific Ohio State's been. I know that you stole our defensive coordinator, and I'm not mad at that. I just think it's free market capitalism. We talk all the time about NIL. When you win national championships, you mm-hmm. got to pay people. And Penn State, I kind of think that getting Jim Knowles over there, I think that he could be the coach in waiting because right now, Coach Franklin and Penn State are set up. They have a lot of returning seniors. Aller is coming back. They mm-hmm. should be what Ohio State was last season and what Michigan was the season before. It's kind of that same formula. We're going to have a bunch of fifth-year seniors, a bunch of guys that are 23, 24, and we're going to line it up exactly. And physically dominate you. What are your thoughts on Ohio State Natty and Penn State perhaps stepping out of the shadow of Big Brother Michigan and the even bigger brother Ohio State?
So, you know, I would like to, you know, start off by saying congratulations to the Ohio State Buckeyes on being able to legally buy their first championship. the ones they bought in the past.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad because you don't spend the money, man. Penn State is just as big of an institution as Ohio State is. You have just as much money, if not more. It's a better school than Ohio State. So if you're not willing to spend $20 million, that's a you problem. That's a you problem because it's legal now. I know that when we had Andy Katzenmoyer and Eddie George and the boys back in the day, you know, the golden handshake, but we're beyond that era. Everything's above board. If you wanted to get a guy like J.J. Smith, you just back up the Brinks truck, and if you're giving him $10 million, he would have been catching passes against Notre Dame, not for us. So don't be a hater on that. That's a weak take because Penn State has vast riches. Penn State's probably in the top five of how they could produce money if they needed to produce money.
I never said they couldn't. They just have never shown that full commitment to their football program that they're going all in.
Right. Does James Franklin have to win a natty to keep his job, or does he have to beat Ohio State at least to keep his job? But we know that Penn State, the playoff proved that there are two classes of teams. I mean, you have teams like Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, when they're good, that perennially compete for national championships. They spend lots of money. Then you have a next class of the Penn States, the Texases, the Michigans, that they, if they need to get the money, they can get it. And if they really want to win national championships, they could, but they just haven't been all in. Bringing Knowles in, that signals that Penn State's all in. Does your coach have to, do they have to win a national championship for James Franklin to keep his job? I know that you're ready for James Franklin to leave.
Now, here's the thing. I don't necessarily think that Franklin has to win the national title. Making a Final Four appearance this year is going to go a long way for him being able to retain his job because of what I was just saying before. I don't believe that Penn State has ever made the full commitment to football that an Ohio State or Michigan or Alabama has made.
There ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new. A bastard child at the age of 16 get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network. And Doug.
What do we always say, son? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance.
So you only pay for what you need.
That's my boy. And you get out there and you make us proud, huh?
Bye, Uncle Limu.
Up the freeways.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
James Lewis.
Some of the older kids were sitting behind me. They were making fun of my haircut. So you're sitting in church. I can hear them clowning. They're making fun of the haircut. They're having jokes. They're having jokes. I'm sitting with my boys a row in front of them. We get to one of the parts where you have to stand in church, I think is where at our church, there's a part where you meet and greet people. So you shake people's hands, you pray with them. Hey, good to see you, elder. Good to see you.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I turned around as we were all standing up to sing the next hymn, and I slapped the living hell out of this person. I mean, I slapped them. It was like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith beforehand. The only thing I didn't do is like take a glove off like a Frenchman and slap him across the face with the glove. Like I slap, this is a 13-year-old slapping the taste out of a 17-year-old's mouth. Like this guy was a star player on the basketball team. None of those guys ever mess with me ever again.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.